This is the May edition of the DX Audio Service, 1993, from the Hilton Ballroom at the 1993 National Association of Broadcasters Convention. I'll be back after Jerry Starr takes a look at AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have two editions of the Switch this month, and we start with reference number 310 and call letter changes. On 790 WWDB, Bamberg, South Carolina becomes WRIT. 910 WVVO, Dorchester, South Carolina changes to WTMZ. On 1080 WRIT, Walterboro, South Carolina changes to WALD. 1110 WMMX, Fairborn, Ohio, changing to WGNZ. On 1140 KPRW, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma becomes KVSP. Two changes on 1170 WARW, Cornwall on Hudson, New York becomes WRWD. And also on 1170 WVZN, Lynchburg, Virginia changing to WKPA. And on 1230, KBMN, Bozeman, Montana, changing to KZLO. Otherness items include on 580, KZMX, Hot Springs, South Dakota. This station went silent in mid-February, but in the middle of March, it returned to the air with a new country format. On 910, WTMZ, Dorchester, South Carolina. We mentioned the call letter change. That station was silent. They are now back on the air. 1020, KASR, Perry, Oklahoma. Silent station has returned to the air. On 1250, KKFX, Seattle, Washington has gone silent. On 1270, KDJI, Holbrook, Arizona, this silent station has returned to the air. And by the way, on the morning show from 6 to 9 a.m. on KDJI, they simulcast WVNA 690 in Flagstaff, Arizona, and then go into local programming. On 1340 KSKI, Haley, Idaho is silent. 1400 WGTN, Georgetown, South Carolina is silent. 1460 KCCL, Paris, Arkansas is silent. 1480 WJHB, Fair Bluff, North Carolina is silent. On 1500 WTNE, Trenton, Tennessee, this station has been reported silent for repairs. They have a construction permit to move to 890 kilohertz, and we wonder if maybe that's what they're in the process of doing. If there is someone in that area who can confirm or deny that, we'd appreciate it if you could let us know. On 1530, WCRJ, Jacksonville, Florida, has gone silent. 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia, after several false starts, this silent station is now on the air with business talk 24 hours a day. By the way, their night power is 9 mighty watts, so if you hear them at night, you've heard some rare DX. On 1580 WWOF, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, this station went silent right after the so-called storm of the century. However, the station returned to the air on the 8th of April. And on 1600 WWBR, Harriman, Tennessee, license renewal for this silent station, it's been silent since 1988, has been dismissed and the call letters have been deleted, so you can scratch that one out of your log. Now let's move on to AM Switch reference number 311, starting with call letter changes. There are a pair of them here that basically mean a frequency swap. 790 KWFM in Tucson, Arizona becomes KNST. And on 940, KNST in Tucson becomes KWFM. So basically, the two stations are swapping frequencies and programming. 910, WQZZ, Columbia, Tennessee becomes WMRB. On 1090, WJBW, Cantonment, Florida becomes WKGT. 1150, CKMO, Hamilton, Ontario, picking up an old Canadian call. It was around for years and years, CKOC. On 1240, KUUS, Billings, Montana, changes to KMAY. 1340, KFMX, Lubbock, Texas, changes to KKAM. 1480, KLZK, Mule Shoe, Texas, goes back to their old call of KMUL. On 1400, KGBX, Springfield, Missouri, becomes KGMY. 1450, WZLB, Rome, New York, changes to WODZ. 1460 WIMX, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This station also goes back to their old call for years and years, WCMB. On 1470, WZGO, Portage, Pennsylvania becomes WHYM. We have two changes on 1480. WCNT, Charlotte, North Carolina becomes WCNV. Also on 1480, KCMZ, Dallas, Texas, changing to KMRT. And finally on 1510, KMOO, Mineola, Texas, becomes KJMC. And looking at news and notes from this edition on 580 KANA, Anaconda, Montana, this silent station has returned to the air. 840 KSWB in Seaside, Oregon, also back on the air. On 1000 KHAM, Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas, the license for this silent station has been canceled and the call letters have been deleted. 1090 WKGT, Cantonment, Florida, formerly WJBW, this station now calls itself the voice of print, and their format, and here's a new one as far as we know, the format of this AM station will be Books for the Blind. On 1130 KHTH, Dillon, Colorado, silent station has new owners. They expect that to be returning to the air shortly. Also on 1160 WELX in Callahan, Florida, this silent station has new owners. They expect to return it to the air with a Spanish format very soon. 1220 WEQQ, Whitley City, Kentucky, license for this silent station has been dismissed. And the call letters have been deleted. Another one you can scratch out of your log. And on 1230 WBME, Belfast, Maine, this license has been canceled and the calls deleted. 1240 WPNF, Brevard, North Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. And to keep the balance on 1240, it seems, WWWC in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, has gone silent. 1300 WNQM, Nashville, Tennessee. You're probably getting weary of hearing all the stories about the fire at WWCR Shortwave, which was also the transmitter and studio site for this 1300 station in Nashville. They were off the air until the 7th of April. About a week was all the longer the 1300 station was off the air. They are presently operating with a temporary transmitter in a trailer. Transmitter output of 1 kilowatt. They're running non-directional day and night, but the station is back on the air. On 1340 KFBR, Nogales, Arizona is silent. 1390 WKHF, Avon Park, Florida is silent. Also on 1390 WMZQ in Arlington, Virginia. Although this station is licensed as a full-time operation, within the past month or so, they have been signing off at or before sunset. No reason given for this so far. On 1400 WTXO, Andalusia, Alabama, they were silent under the call WTCG, but they are now back on the air. Also 1400 WJWF, Columbus, Mississippi, another silent station that has returned to the air. And also on 1400 KATI, Casper, Wyoming, the license for this silent station has been canceled and its call letters have been deleted. 1430 WHNK, Madison, Tennessee, this silent station has new owners. They expect to return it to the air maybe by the time this reaches you. On 1450 KJMB, Blythe, California, this station is silent, and a letter from the president of the company says, and we quote, "I doubt if KJMB AM or any AM station will ever go back on the air in this market." So although it has not officially been deleted, it looks like this station will not be returning to the air. Also on 1450, here's one that's gone for sure, KSKR, Whitefish, Montana. The license for this silent station has been canceled. The call letters deleted. 1480 WKGF, Arcadia, Florida is silent. Also on 1480 WCNV, Charlotte, North Carolina, this new station, or should we say this silent station, is now back on the air. They're carrying basically CNN news programming. 1510 KJLA, Independence, Missouri, this silent station has returned to the air. 1530 WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey, station was silent for about a month. They had a fire not at their transmitter, but in the field around their transmitter and created some damage. The station was off the air for a while, but they came back on the air on the 4th of March. Also on 1530 KXTD, Wagoner, Oklahoma, this station is silent. 1580 KTGR, Columbia, Missouri, the station is silent. They claim it's for repair, so that one should be returning. And that wraps up this month's edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in about 30 days with more stuff from the wonderful world of the broadcast band. Right now, it's time for Travelogue. And once again, we go on the road with John Bowker.
Isn't it strange? Feels like I'm looking in the mirror. I think I'm a clone now. There's always two of me just hanging around. I think I'm a clone now. Cause every chromosome is a heavy down.
Okay, Jerry. Hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker. This month, though, I have to tell you, this is John D. Bowker, because sitting beside me is...
John S. Bowker.
And what's the S stand for?
Son.
That's right. Just remember who's daddy around here, too. John, delighted to have you here in our Florida recording studios, and you had a heck of a good idea concerning a future tape.
One of the things that we've noticed is that a month doesn't go by which we don't get a cassette or a postcard or a phone call from somebody that says... Wait a minute, I just got my audio service, listened to the 1050 tape, and you don't have the station right next to my house.
Yeah,
so here
right.
it is. And what we have found is that it only takes 107 months to get back to play it again.
That's right.
It's only 9 years before you get to hear that fine, fine recording. So what we would like to do is give you some advance notice of the stations that we are missing on some of the upcoming frequencies. We'd like to start with 1100, which gives you about 6 months.
No. 10-6 gives you about 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months to get it into us. That's
yes.
true. Yes, 6 months before you get to hear it.
Oh.
But you've got about 90 days at the outset from the time you're hearing this spectacular recording.
The reason is that I'm going to be on the road, and the tapes will come into Valparaiso, Indiana. We'll give you the address in a minute. John logs them in, edits them for the tape, and then I put the travelog together. But I'm apt to be in Wisconsin or Missouri or Arkansas or Pennsylvania, who knows, this year. So, John, what markets are we missing on the 1100 tape?
So the 1100 tape, let's do these in no series of order at all. We're looking for one in the Atlanta market, which is actually the city of license would be Carrollton. We're missing Woodbine, Georgia, which is down on the Atlantic coast, just north of Jacksonville in the Brunswick area. It's actually the town of Woodbine.
Right.
And we're looking for Springfield, Tennessee. That's about 20 miles north of Nashville. We are also looking on the 1100 tape for Hudson, Texas, which is conveniently centrally located 100 miles north of Houston and about 100 miles southeast of the Metroplex in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we're also missing Grand Junction, Colorado at 1100.
You're going to be out there, aren't you?
I'm going to try anyway. I'm going to be in the Mile High City for a couple of days anyway, and maybe I can swing out to Grand Junction. I mean, it's just across the street, isn't it?
That would be good. So what you were saying is if anybody has these on tape, or are you missing one?
And one more, Bakersfield, California.
Oh, I meant significant one.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. No, if anybody has a tape recorder, it could send us a copy of the station break, plus and minus 10 or 20 seconds or so. The kind of thing you hear here on the travelog, we'd love to have it. And, of course, we'd give you credit for it, too, as we do every December when we go through all the contributors for the past year. The address to send it to is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, is the way we spell our last names. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1279, Valparaiso, V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O, Indiana. And the zip code is 46384. Good idea, John.
And if you can move over a little bit from where you're... Okay, I have work to do. Today we're doing the 1060 tape. This is a clear channel shared with Mexico. And we just got a glut of station breaks to play for you today. On the May 1993 DX Audio Service Travelog.
Now, the news center of your radio, G1060. WGTR Natick, good neighbor to Boston and New England. All day, all night. From ABC News, I'm Paul Altmaier.
And that station stayed on the air until about 1983 when they had a significant change of management and they became Touch 1060, WTTP.
Then this afternoon at 3:45, we have NFL football, Kansas City, Denver. All for you, exclusively from Metro West, this weekend and every weekend from Touch 1060, WTTP.
WTTP, Natick, Framingham, Boston's talk of the suburbs.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Windsor.
Yeah, they call that, Metro West up there. Okay, and now the station, you talk about significant changes.
WBIV, 1060 AM, Natick, Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, it's time now to change and cross the Hudson River. We're going to cross the Delaware River and come back to 1971. And you know how I know
that?
And
on this first day of May 1971, with portions of our program recorded and transcribed, this is KYW News Radio, Philadelphia. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting, serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware.
They haven't changed their IDs in years.
News Radio, 1060. This is KYW, the news center on your radio dial. Good afternoon. I'm Paul Kurtz. John Ostakovich is at the editor's desk, and our engineer is James Monroe Camp.
And that hasn't changed in over a decade. Same music, same everything. Let's go down into North Carolina.
You're tuned to WGLH. Mevin, Hillsboro, we're all gospel all the time. 74 degrees outside.
That's the old, here's the new.
We are WGSB, Mevin, North Carolina. And for all the people out there cooking, cleaning, getting ready to eat maybe, wore out by the Easter Brothers.
What's an Easter Brother? Easter Bunnies I've heard of. I don't know.
This is radio station WMAP AM, Monroe, North Carolina, ending its broadcast day. WMAP AM is owned and operated by Roldan Broadcasting Corporation and uses the assigned frequency of 1060 kilohertz at a power of 1,000 watts during its broadcast day. Our offices, studios, transmitter, and antenna are located at 2004 Walk-Up Avenue in Monroe, North Carolina. We invite your comments on our operations and programming, and we ask that you address those to WMAP Operations, Post Office Box 159, Monroe, North Carolina. For continued listening enjoyment, tune in our sister station, WMAP FM 102.3. From the staff and management of WMAP Radio, we wish for you a pleasant good evening.
Now, what do you say we move down to the Sunshine State and hear a bilingual station?
I want to thank you for making us all a part of the music of your life.
This is the Music of Your Life station for Brevard and Central Florida, 1060 WAMT, Titusville.
That's English. Here's Spanish. Yeah, not bad at all. Let's go around the Gulf for a quickie in New Orleans.
WNOE New Orleans, 701 Chuck Kerr checking out Pink Floyd.
See, that's all I can take of Pink Floyd. So we'll make up for it, though. Here's a dandy from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Is proud to bring to you this Power Mix news break.
Power Mix 1060. WPMX, Tupelo.
Nice, I like that Power Mix business. A couple now from Canton, Ohio.
At this time, Q10 WQIO Canton leaves the air. Q10, owned and operated by Douglas Properties, with studios and transmitter at 4601 Hilsendales Road, Northwest in Canton, at a power of 5,000 watts at 1060 kilohertz. Q10.
Now that's the old one. Here's the new.
Coming up next on Billboard's official Top 40 Hits of the Beatles on the United Stations Radio Network.
This is WRCW, Canton and Maslin.
WRCW. When the Beatles were together...
Now, sometime this summer, my wife and I are going to be in the motorhome going up into the wilds of Michigan. Maybe we can get an added break from this station.
We're tuned to 1060 AM, Town and Country Radio, WBMB, West Branch.
That's all we've got, and we'll move across to the west coast of Michigan on Lake Michigan to hear this.
AM 1060 WHFB, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, Stereo Country.
Let's go now to the southwest corner of Missouri.
You're listening to KTOZ, AM 1060 in Springfield, your big band connection for the Ozarks.
He's like everybody. He has his good side and his bad side, but for the most part, he's a great guy, and I love him, and I don't know what...
Talking about me, I guess.
That's the brother of 39-year-old Richard Worthington, Alan Worthington.
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. We go now to the most mispronounced state capital in the United States. You want to guess?
Are in the central or western section of the state. It's 59 degrees at 2 o'clock.
Now you still want to guess? Okay, it's South Dakota, right.
This is KGFX Pier. Time for the Prairie Traders Report.
Good afternoon. This is Pat Durkin from Prairie Traders and Pier with the afternoon commodity futures closes. The terminal market is dandy. Cattle here kind of a steady 74, 74 and a half.
I find him very hard to understand. Maybe you too. We'll go straight south, due south to KFIT. This is in Sunset Valley, Texas. Yeah, if your log doesn't say Sunset Valley, it's out of date.
KFIT, Sunset Valley, Austin.
NBC Radio News, I'm Charles Van Dyke.
Hurricane Andrew is gone, but far from forgotten.
Boy, that's true around here, I can tell you. See if you can make KFNA out of this next call sign.
KFNA, transmitiendo en 1060 kHz, con 10,000 watts de potencia, desde El Paso, Texas. Enseguida cheque el reloj, que al agua, patos.
You see, I told you this was a Mexican clear channel. That's how we get away with a station so close to the Rio Grande River. We do everything in Spanish. Let's move up into Wayne Heinen country now. Longmont, Colorado.
It's the group Shenandoah. Stop the rain. 12 noon, 30 degrees at 1060 KLMO, Longmont.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Okay, Paul. Now we're going to go due west into Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake.
Weekend with The Rock.
KRSV, Salt Lake.
1 minute past 5 o'clock on the Hal Buckner Show. Check that next, that last threesome with me. Carly Simon, You're So Vain, preceded by the cover of the Rolling Stones song. That's Dr. Hook.
Oh, hey, some great music on that station. But do you know they moved to the southern part of the city?
You're at the right place at the right time. Utah's Imagination Station, KKDS, AM 1060, South Salt Lake, Ogden, Provo.
And now to the northwest into Idaho.
For the loss of two fine programs, but we believe this change will improve KBGN's ministry to southwestern Idaho and eastern Oregon.
It's now 9 o'clock. You're tuned to 1060 KBGN Caldwell, Boise.
Yourself, does my vote really count?
It doesn't everywhere but Chicago, fella. Now, let's see. Years ago, down in Tempe, yes, Arizona, there was a station called KUPD, and we got it.
You're listening to Cupid, KUPD, AM and FM in Tempe, 1060 on your AM dial and 97.9 megahertz FM.
That station was recorded in 1969 by me, and just recently it was recorded by John Esbauer. It's changed call signs to KUKQ on the AM side, KUPD on the FM, and this is the way it sounds now.
106.3, K292 CM, Summer Haven, Tucson, KUKQ Tempe, K292 DF, Flagstaff, 98
K. Okay, it gets kind of complicated, doesn't it? We're going to head out to the Golden Bear State for our final ID of this 1060 trip across the United States, and we go into Chico, California. Chico?
You're listening to Chico's most powerful AM radio station, KPAY 1060, serving Chico, Oroville, and Orland.
Well, I can tell you it was a real kick this month to have Ernie Wasilowski and Steve Francis stop in here at the Travelog Studios, and we had a nice chat. We'll see you next month with the 1070 tape. So long for now.
Greetings, you DX audio service types, wherever you may be. Jim Snowbarger reporting live and direct via tape recorder from Marshalltown, Iowa, 501-580-9002. Well, you must have been good this month. I told you that if you were, I'd be back with a summary of the KLEE DX CPC test that we did on February 7th, and well, here I am. See, this is kind of a special test for me because this is my hometown radio station. This is the one that I grew up listening to and wanting to be like everybody there. Fortunately, I got over that, and today I'm able to support myself. Now, this is a 500-watt station, non-directional, on 1480 kilohertz. Normally, it serves about a 10-county area, but puts a reasonable DX signal across the southeastern quarter of Iowa. We fired it up on February 7th. We hit her with full power. Well, 500 watts blasting out there, non-directional antenna, 198 feet tall, and we were heard far and wide. Basically, we turned it into a beacon. We mostly concentrated on Morse code, about 60% Morse code, 20% audio tone, and 20% announcement, although the announcements were not heard as well, naturally, partially because of we made an EQ mistake, put too much bass in there, and caused the signal processing to keep the modulation a little bit low. Don't do that. If you ever do a CPC test, concentrate on those shrill Morse code tones. They really cut through. Let's listen to the tapes and see where we were heard. Now, this was sent in by Bill Burrows in Gloucester City, New Jersey, near Philadelphia. Now, listen for a tone about this pitch.
Yeah.
obviously Bill's got a local on that frequency. Now there, there's our 1 kilohertz tone. Now, despite a local on 1470 right next door, Jerry Starr had a good bit better luck. Jerry sent that in from his listening location at Youngstown, Ohio, although he didn't identify who was in the background. Nice catch, Jerry. Thanks. Meanwhile, down in Stone Mountain, Georgia, Carl Jeters was listening to us. Bit of talk show interference there from WABB in Mobile, according to Carl. Meanwhile, down in the Ozarks, about 400 miles south of Ottumwa, Rocky Stone was hearing us. Could you identify that station? I couldn't understand what that lady said. Rocky was getting us well. He even heard our voice. Listen to this. If that sounds like my voice, it's because it is. Slightly sped up and fed through Rocky's speaker and off into his microphone. Thank you, sir. Also down in Ponca City, Oklahoma, we were coming in. Thanks to Carl DeWitt for that sample. Now, that's a tight filter. Carl also got a bit of our voice, even though that filter really does a number on you. Listen to this. Now, that is my voice, I can tell you, although it's kind of hard to tell due to the nature of that recording. Still, we're making it into Ponca City, Oklahoma. Even made it almost down to Dallas. John Campbell sent in a report from Allen, Texas, just north of Dallas, and he was picking us up. Got voice and code both, as a matter of fact. You know, there is a 5,000-watt station in Dallas. They obviously are directional somewhere else. Well, here's how we set it up in the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul. One of our own, Skip Dabblestein, sent this in. He also got our voice. Now, that is not too bad, considering he had a local at 1470, about 7 miles away, splattering on him. They were straight north of him, and someone was pretty much straight south. Nice job of pulling it out of the mud, Carl. Thanks. Our last data point comes from Seaside, Oregon, and as you can tell, we're barely in there. Now, to tell you the truth, I can't really pick it out, but he does have his filter tuned to that same frequency that we were sending, so he must be hearing something. We also heard from Sean Axelrod up in Winnipeg, said we were coming in nice and strong up there. Wayne Heinen got us out in Denver, could almost hear the voice. So we got around with that 500 watts. All in all, a very successful test. Thanks to all who took part, and thanks to you for listening. Until we talk again, Jim Snowbarger saying, calculator, modulator.
The DX Audio Service Action Line. Area code 419-224-3916. For DX Audio Service members only, the DX Audio Service Action Line listens to you, or at least the machine does. The opinions expressed are the sole responsible, not the standard disclaimer.
It's time now for our Musings for Members column. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated. Now let's switch over to line two and see who's on the telephone.
Hi, Fred and fellow DXs. This is Jerry Gabrielli from Belmar, New Jersey. Well, I imagine there's going to be much commentary, first of all, on the April 31st test and John Bowker's incredible resourcefulness with the two waste paper baskets. So I'm not going to make any, which of course I've just done. Kind of reminds me of when Richard Nixon ran against Kennedy and he said he wasn't going to comment on the religious issue. I do have two questions. First of all, when a radio station alludes to either an FM affiliate or another station that's somehow related on a network. It's always our sister station. Why the feminine gender, or any gender for that matter? Now, let me preface the second question with a statement that I am not a fan of Howard Stern. Anyone who knows me will tell you that I'm no prude. I just don't happen to like him. But I do tune around the band constantly, AM and FM. So, on the morning show, he's on 92.3 FM from New York City. 1 minute later, the same program is on WWKB 1520 AM from Buffalo. I think I know the reason why, but how is it done? I'm sure it's a lot more sophisticated than what I used to do back in 1953 with two open reel machines next to one another. Thanks.
All right. Hello, DXers and all the members out there. This is Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois, doing this thing on April 3rd, 1993. And excuse my ignorance, but I'd like to ask, what do the letters CTC stand for when you're doing those, when they're doing those testings? I was doing a QSO on 2 meters. On 2 meters with a engineer who works at a radio station out here, WRHL in Rochelle, Illinois, and I asked him, when do they do their CPC testing? And he came back on the air, what in the is CPC testing? And I had explained to him what it was all about, but that's surprising. But I was just wondering, what do the letters CPC stand for? Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, Fred, I don't know what happened, but we had a change here on April 1st. 106.7 KROQ, they're now running this super groovy hits of the Super 70s format. It's really strange, and I don't know what happened, but it's been going all day long here, and I'm not really sure how it's going to go over, but it's really strange. And we've had another change here too. 100.3 Pirate is gone, they've gotten this KXEZ on there. It's all back to the way it was 4 or 5 years ago. So there's really weird things happening in this market, and of course, you may or may not know 830 is doing this Radio Oz and stuff like that, which is kind of strange. Anyway, this is Mark Marino from Los Angeles.
Hi, Fred and Phil DXer. This is Kevin LaRose calling from Renton, Washington on Sunday, April 4th. Just calling to report some changes in the Seattle radio market. For one thing, the 1250 station, which was basically Urban Contemporary, has been silent for the last 2 weeks. There have been rumors that the All Kids Network would debut on that station in early April, so I'll keep tuned to that. In addition, the 1490 station in Bremerton, KBRO, which has been silent for a month or so, returned to the air last week, simulcasting for the most part the broadcast or the station KKMO, the 1360 station in Tacoma. Why they're doing that, I don't know. And so basically they've returned to the air. Anyway, have a good month. Bye-bye.
Hi, audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA with a Muse. I've noticed since moving to Pittsburgh that AM here is much more or much less regulated than most places. On a regular basis, WEEP at 1080 doesn't reduce its power at local sunset. The 11th of April was, or 10th of April was one example of that. Our station on 1530 in Jeanette, PA, for the last 3 days has been broadcasting on 1527.9. Our friends at 1250 WTAE have on occasion splattered as far down in this neighborhood as 1040, and they're on 1250. And I wonder if anybody else has problems like this. Is the FCC getting more lax about this and more concerned about Howard Stern or, you know, one of those kind of things? I really don't know. But It seems like there's a lot more violations going on up here than there were in the Washington, D.C. area. Maybe for good reason.
Hi, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, with a call letter and format change in the Twin Cities. On, just within the last couple of weeks, WRPX 740 AM in Hudson, Wisconsin, changed their call letters to WMIN. WMIN was originally on 1030 on the AM dial, and they are somewhat traditional Minnesota call letters, now licensed to a Wisconsin station serving the Twin Cities. I guess they plan to get a power increase. They're working on that in the near future, and they're playing big band music. And also the parent company is operating WDGY 630 in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Apparently, Mid-Continent, the people that own KDWB, has leased that frequency to the Hudson Twin Cities people. So they're also running big band music. It's kind of too bad because it sets the station back 30 years. And to verify Tim Hendel's comments on Radio Oz, yes, they Radio Oz originates from Minneapolis by way of WWTC 1280 AM. And if you'd like to know more about that, I sent Fred a feature from National Public Radio, and if you'd like to hear it, it's available on After Dark number 3. Thank you a lot.
Thank you very much, Mike, for your muse on the DX Audio Service Action Line. And if you have something to say, something on your mind, give us a call today on the Action Line. Area code 419-224-3916. That's area code 419-224-3916. 24 hours a day. Keep in mind that that is for muses only. Please do not give out that information, that telephone number, to anyone else, and especially to someone who is trying to get information on the DX Audio Service. If we get a call requesting information on the DX Audio Service, requesting a sample copy, or perhaps someone who's lost a tape or had a tape damaged, those do not get answered. Only muses are taken off the tape. And a lot of times we don't even listen to the tape. They're produced by several other people here in the studio. So please do not call the Action Line except for a muse. And what is a muse, you might ask? Well, it's just something that's on your mind as far as something that's happening in your area, perhaps a station change, call letter change, perhaps a format that is interesting, something that you've heard, a humorous story perhaps, something that you're doing or places that you're going, and maybe even an item or two that you have for sale. That's what a muse is. So if you have something that meets that criteria, give us a call on the Action Line, and you'll hear it here on the DX Audio Service. To answer another question, which was not put on the Action Line, concerning tapes, we had two people contact us about cassette tapes, and it is the policy of the DX Audio Service that if you have a damaged cassette tape, that we must have it back before we issue a new cassette. The reason is very simple. We have a contract with the company who winds our cassettes, and if we have a defective tape for any reason, they want to be able to see it. Now, obviously, if it gets smashed by the post office box or post office people, we'll have no problem in just going ahead and sending you a new one, but we've got to have the tape back. But in the case of a defective tape, say it's a perfectly good-looking tape, but it just didn't record for some reason, we want to see it because we want to be able to track the problem back through the duplicator system and find out exactly where the error occurred and if it's a function of the tape actually being defective mechanically. The company who builds the cassettes for us would like to see those tapes back so they can make sure that they're always giving us good cassettes. Answering a question on the Action Line concerning the CPC from Tom Jackson. I should wait here until side two to have Wayne Heinen answer this, but let me take a stab at it here and see how close I am. The CPC stands for the Courtesy Programs Committee, and this is a group of National Radio Club members who have volunteered their time to contact radio stations for the sole purpose of getting them to test at a specific date and time. And you might wonder, why would we do that? Well, it's very simple. A case in point is several years back on frequency of 720, there was a station in Hawaii which was testing, and we arranged to have the station test, but we also arranged to have WGN in Chicago shut down for a few hours so that the frequency was clear. And obviously, a lot of us here in the 48 states, stateside, so to speak, were able to hear that Hawaiian station, so it helped out a lot by being able to coordinate this test and get some of the stations which are normally dominant on the frequency off the air. And this also plays with several other tests and trying to figure out a certain pattern. For example, maybe a frequency, a lot of stations would stay until 2 in the morning, and then at 2 o'clock they maybe sign off. Well, what the CPC will do is they'll look up this information in the logbook, and they'll contact the station and maybe have the station test at 2:30. That way it's a good chance that a lot of us are going to be able to hear the station. So that's basically what CPC does. And you can help the CPC by doing one of two things. Either send them some stamps, because remember, this is an all-volunteer club. Nobody gets paid for it. The CPC doesn't get funded for any reason. There's no paychecks issued or any expense checks. So what you need to do is either send them some 29-cent stamps just to cover their letters to the station. And it can be anything from 3 stamps all the way up to a roll of stamps. One guy last year gave them a roll of stamps, and it was much appreciated. But if you just got 3 stamps, that's fine. That's no big deal. Anything will help. The other thing is, if you have a suggestion for something, say, for example, Tom Jackson there in Illinois, if you haven't heard, say, CHAM on 820 up in Ontario, maybe you might want to suggest that. And we can see if we can coordinate with some of the other 820s and figure out a time to have them test. Suggestions are welcomed, because 9 times out of 10, what you would like to hear is what someone else would like to hear. And what you can use in your log is what someone else can use in their log. So it helps out a lot. To Mark Marino on the KROQ format change, hey, why don't you send us a tape? In fact, any of our members, if you have something that goes on unique in your community, why not send us a tape of that? And we'll either have it here on the DX Audio Service or on one of our After Dark editions. The only thing we ask is, at the beginning of your tape, be sure to mention the date, the time, the frequency, maybe some details, you know, when you're recording this, etc. And then just let the tape roll. To the end of side one, flip it over, record side two, pop it into a package. If you're sight impaired, of course, send it free matter for the blind. Otherwise, it's usually 52 cents. Send it to us here, the DX Audio Service, and we'll feature it. And speaking of features, Crazy Ken up at the Mansville Publication Center has asked me to pass along a couple things that they've got up there. Latin America on the Air. It's a 60-minute air check from Latin America and the Caribbean, 23 countries including most of South America, the Falkland Islands, and more in a storage case. Order DXC/4. That's Delta X-Ray Charlie 4 for $7.50 to the Publication Center. We also have National Radio Club letter openers for $2.25 each, or 2 for $3.95. Sturdy yellow plastic, opens letters, cuts strings, and much, much more. Contact the Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, U.S. of A. This is your DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Vobey at the microphone. Our editor is Fred Vobey. Our board mixer in this edition is Fred Vobey. In fact, we're going to go over to Side 2 and hear from somebody else. W-O-H-O.